26 degrees, the top today. Good morning, I'm Nicola Ryan with the latest. The Queensland Tourism Conference Destination Q has been held this week with industry reps from across the state gathering together to collaborate and share knowledge. Visit Sunshine Coast CEO Matt Stokel says it's clear our state and the local region is entering a golden era for tourism with a big focus on the 2032 Olympic Games and what comes beyond them.
On the Sunshine Coast, tourism and the environment go hand in hand. And of course, I'm clearly biased, but there's no better opportunity for ecotourism experiences. The message to industry has been clear. Dream big, be bold, and get your ideas into the Tourism Cabinet Subcommittee for what you want to achieve through ecotourism.
Tourism alone is worth more than $34 billion to the Queensland economy each year. The Queensland Teachers Union says the Premier could step in to speed up pay negotiations after another failed offer last week. Sunshine Coast teachers who are union members rallied on Thursday calling for a better deal. The union hasn't ruled out another strike before Christmas. A man accused of sexually assaulting a woman in her car at Nambour this week has been remanded in custody. The 36-year-old is accused of entering the 18-year-old woman's vehicle when it was parked on Howard Street on Tuesday afternoon. He then allegedly inappropriately touched her before fleeing. The man has been charged with 3 counts of sexual assault and 1 count of unlawful entry of a vehicle. The case will return to court on December 15. And the Department of Environment has installed a number of trail cameras within Toowoonga National Park as it investigates reports of domestic dog attacks on a number of walkers. Domestic dogs aren't allowed in national parks. SC News Online reports rangers will also be increasing compliance patrols in the area with on-the-spot fines to be issued to anyone caught breaking the rules.